So welcome to another episode, and now we're going to talk about, does government really care about the people? Are their own self-interest? So does government really care about the people of Jamaica and government overall? Do they really care, or are they only in there for government to, for their own self interest? So in the farm work program, Canada Farm Work Program, America Farm Work Program, and also the Ministry of Labor and Social Security failed the people of Jamaica. So in an article that published saying that farmers in the Canadian farmer program, they're facing immune treatment, and the Minister of Labor and Social Security come out and say it's all fancy and dandy and every single thing, and it's okay. The farm work is a good program, and that's it. And I'm like, what? So multiple of Jamaicans are complaining about the inhumane treatment, sewage. When them come, them in the room is full of sewage, and them as them will land in Canada, they go straight to work, work for about 20 hours or more, or sometime less than that. They forget 40 hours a week, and they're working 2 or 3 times a day, and it is long hours in the boiling sun hot, no proper equipment, no working clothes, no facility, good housing facility. And now the big dirty stinking Minister of Labor Social Security, Carl Samuda, come on big international TV and said the farm work program is okay. It is a good program, and nothing is wrong with it. And then the liaison officer, they're not doing their job. And the amount of story is just mind-blowing and mind-boggling to me. And I'm saying, but what is that? And then they're going to go to Canada back again, because they visit back at Canada then to observe the program, all of them something. So I'm saying the farm work program contribute to Jamaica economy millions of dollars, and you cannot protect your interests of the people. You literally cannot protect the citizen who build your economy and send back money to their family members, because they take out money out of it for taxes when they send them for their school and this and that, remittances, right? And you can look out for the Jamaican people that is boosting the country economy. Like, I am just baffled by it. I am really baffled, and I'm saying, like, come on, something needs to be done. And over and over and over, you have heard hearing that the program is shitty, the program is not good, and what you need to do is do massive investigation about it. Hold the Canadian employers accountable for their reckless action, them immune treatment, and sue them. Multiple Jamaicans come overseas. They have to ship back to Jamaica because they don't want to take care of the medical expenses. If them get sick in your country, them fi wait near them there. Them fi take care of the medical bills. And what's shocking, you can't get residency up there because you depend on our program. It's hard to get this and that. And come on, people. The government of Jamaica fail the people of Jamaica and its diaspora in Canada who is on farm work program and contributing into Jamaica. So they are more likely they're in for their self-interest. Millions of dollars, especially the road in St. Thomas. Oh boy, man, the way me angry. The road in just the road alone in St. Thomas. Yeah, tell me four, not just 1 year, no, not two, but 4 years. And St. Thomas can't get a proper road. So are you representing the people or are you representing yourself, your self-interest, because you want to sit down in an office and collect money and cock up and laugh and be and drink expensive wine and go to expensive hotel? What? Are you really for the people? Is government for the people? Are there self-interest? Because most likely, is it for them in self-interest? A blue dot poll come out, not the blue dot poll, but Don Anderson poll come out, that our administration, the Andrew Wunnes-led administration, is the most corrupt government. And I'm like, both parties are corrupt. But anyway, you're in government, and you're the most corrupt government. And I'm like, that shows again, are you for the people or are you self-interest for yourself? Because you come into politics to represent the people. You don't come into politics to represent yourself because you offer that service to give up. And you face the disrespect, and you face all of them trials and tribulation from the people because we expect better from you. St. Thomas, the road, you fix the road, them dig it up. No planning, nowhere. Them a dig. One person have said them need to turn the dressmaker because only dressmaker them know them can't turn. They can't have a dressmaker fix road because it is so many things in Jamaica that is just futile. The hospital system, just that alone, want to make you don't want to go to hospital because you're spending the entire day at hospital where you can make a lot of money. Hours spent up hours, but no. Poor health care, no machine, no this. This broke down. And I'm like, you're under-resourced. Plead and bawl to the head authority that you need the equipment to do your job. Are you for the people? Are you self-interested? A sign that is in Negril, a welcoming Negril sign, a tourist attraction sign in Negril, is $12 million. And me can't afford my house. And poor Wolipa people can't afford that house. Wolipa people cannot do this. And Wolipa people can't do that. Because the job market is, the opportunity is so scarce. Like, really scarce. Can't do nothing. Because at the end of the day, these $12 million sign can't fix some of the road in an Negril. And see the mayor come out and say, "If need for dash ready, you need to kick out the NWC because them now the National Work Agency, not NWC, but NWC are one of them fat too. But the National Work Agency, he must say, what's the purpose of you? Because at the end of the day, you're not doing your job. And you make me look bad, and me don't want to look bad. So you need to do your job. Like, literally, you dig up road, fix it, pave the road. Then you say, oh, shit. But the water commission should come lay some pipe. So the water commission dig up the road and then make one piece of mess and chaos. The roads in our Jamaican society. Money can do. We need help, 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 help. Jesus, Savior. Lord Jesus. We need help. Like, I don't know. It's countless a time over the years I read architect focus span articles. Are you for the people? Are you for your self-interest? The corruption is happening. You report a crime, the same police that will tell you, say, you have to report, you have to give away your report, because in idea, you might as well, the same police are going to kill you. Corrupt. The government, Ministry of Education was a big, big scandal. Former Grace McLean in the education sector. Although she have to take leave nothing going to come out of that, because we cannot hold the court of law, cannot hold the politician accountable. And we see it multiples of time. What you're going to do? We need help. Help, help, help. I don't understand. Is the government for the people or for Jamaicans? And time again, it look like is the government for themselves or for their own self-interest or for the people? And time again, the government show that is there for their own self-interest. Big investment call center, one of the most media modern day slavery jobs. And you're wondering, like, oh, okay. You put out so much and so more. And Minister of Labor and Social Security, they up to now, we don't have a unit in Ministry of Social Security, a BPO trade union, to fight against the immune treatment for call center workers. I hear the amount of respiratory illness that person have, blood problem, a female have, and she was in the hospital, living in the hospital day by day, medication on top of medication. And if you speak out, you lose your job. Same for the Canadian farm work program. Is the government for the people or for their own self-interest? You only care about the money. But if all of us decide to stop take bullshit from you, then you know that you can't make no income. No income at all. And there's a report coming out that we're not going to meet our educational objective goals for 2030. What that say? The standard of living is so high. And Joni, the PM say, you know what? Let's build some 700 houses and put it at a reduced cost. But you know what? You know what? You're robbing the NHT. The people is contributing to the NHT, like myself. Contributing to the NHT, can't get a house, not qualify for a house, and then you're taking money from the NHT to build your social program and you not put it back. Me not understand. So the question is again, is the government for the people or for their own self-interest? You design the program. Why never cut some of your money, your paycheck where you get some of your money where you invest millions of dollars in Jamaican company and US company and all of them someday? Why you never take the dividend that you're getting, the large amount of check, and build up that social housing? Your jaw down pan the NHT. Can anybody stand up to the Prime Minister and say no? And the NHT just sign it and say, yeah, we will give you the money. NHT fool like bat. We will give you the money because you're doing a great initiative. And like, so when you take away money that people are contributing to build or to own a house, and it's hard to own a house in Jamaica, and difficult, and millions of dollars you have to do, and now you take away that money to sponsor your social program, saying that you're doing something. St. Thomas. I drive down to St. Thomas one time, and trust me, I may end up in our pothole and the wall on my side hurt me and the pain. And one person say, imagine you're driving on that same big road of potholes. That big like some dirty politician, big like them head. Are you dropping there every single day? Anyway, that's all, folks. Is the government for the people or their own self-interest? Tell me if my statement that I have made to you guys answer your question. More likely, is the government for the people or for their own self-interest? More likely, their own self-interest. Okay.